I'll be reading from Matthew 13. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemies came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed into your field? Where then is the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you were pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. But both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'"
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. But many of us just had a big breakfast. All of us gave up an hour of sleep last night. I'm cognizant of that. A couple of folks said, "Just watch us." We start nodding, it's time to move on. So we're glad you're here. For those of you who are visiting, we're proud that you're here. Be back tonight with us at 6. Chris Truelove from Special Kids will be our guest speaker tonight. So I want to invite you back to that presentation at 6, which would have been 5 yesterday, but it's 6. I was watching Channel 17 last night, and they were reminding us all to move our clocks forward, and their little diagram kept repeating moving that back an hour, and I kept going, "Not." And the weatherman said, "You know, it'll be odd in the morning. It'll get light sooner than you're used to." And I would go, "No, buddy, it's working the other direction this time." I thought it was kind of interesting. So I'm not sure he gets to work today. I'm not sure how that's going to all work out. But we'll have a longer evening. And for many of us, that's an enjoyable time. Spring, I believe, is coming. It's just around the corner. I feel it. I'm ready for it. And I know you are as well. It will be a time, I think the grass is just ready to bust. In fact, my cattle were nibbling yesterday. In the midst of all this cold, there's a little bit of green coming. The frustration is, as I came up the road to church, several of them had their heads through the fence, eating along the side of the road, which doesn't bother me too bad, but they will find a way to be on the side of the road in the next few days. That's just part of spring and fall, and that's never a fun time. But everything is looking for something green. And so we're going to talk this morning from the parables of Jesus about the kingdom, where he talks about planting and harvesting, because spring is upon us, and it's time for planting, and then fall will come, and a time for harvesting, and it will be here quicker than we can imagine. But I know we're all looking forward to a little warmer weather. Jesus tells a parable about the man who is going to sow seed, good seed. And the enemy, his enemy, is going to come and sow weeds in his field. And they're going to come up, and it's going to be a little while before you're able to tell that there's something there. But pretty soon it comes up, and the servants realize that among the wheat there are weeds. And so they go to the owner and say, "Do you want us to try to pull the weeds, get the weeds out of the field?" And the owner says, "No, because at this stage you might uproot the wheat with the weeds. So just let them grow, and at harvest we will take the weeds first and bundle them up, and we'll burn them, and we'll gather the wheat into our barns, because at that time it will be obvious which is which. We'll be able to tell the difference, and we'll just separate them at that time." Now, Jesus is speaking in a parable so that those who might have difficulty would be intrigued and would begin to understand what the kingdom is about. In fact, in Matthew 13, Matthew will say that that which was a mystery of the Old Testament, Jesus is revealing in these parables about the kingdom and about those things that are going to come. This mystery is being revealed. And there's a little bit of a change in tone starting in about chapter 11 of Matthew as we begin to see some foreshadowing of the expansion of the kingdom. Because Jesus' message had come to the Jewish people and kind of continued, but we know that the kingdom is going to open up and spread beyond the descendants of Abraham. And we begin to see some foreshadowing of that and some teaching of that of Jesus as we move into the latter chapters of the Gospel of Matthew. So, last week we talked about repentance. I want to talk about that again for a moment as we kind of set the tone for this parable, which is one of two parables in this chapter where there is an explanation. Normally we just get the parable, but we actually have a parable and an explanation. And both of them in this chapter have to do with the sower. Earlier in this chapter is maybe a parable that's a little more familiar to you about the sower who goes out to seed, and it talks about the different kinds of soil. The hard ground, the rocky ground, the thorny ground, and the good ground. Hopefully many of you are familiar with that parable. Well, Jesus continues on and he gives this parable about sowing of the seed. And the reason I want to talk about repentance, because this is really about those who follow the gospel message, the teachings of Jesus, and those who don't. Those who are drawing near to God, those who have turned their direction from the world and are following Jesus. And there's a great frustration oftentimes among us as to why God allows bad things to continue to go on. People that don't always do right, people who aren't sincere, people who seem to be doing wrong and they seem to prosper. And sometimes there is, with that frustration, a tendency to want to give up and give in. Almost the, if I can't beat them, I'll join them mentality. Well, this parable is reminding us and telling us that among God's people, there are those who do wrong in the world. And that for a while, they continue to grow together. And things seem to be the same, but the end is different. And we need to be reminded of that because, as I mentioned as we began, we're ready for spring, hoping that it's going to come as I look at the snow and ice on the pavement out here that is beginning to melt. But we realize that spring will be here pretty soon. But all of us, with any age on us at all, realize that harvest will come sooner than we realize, right? It will be, it just seems to keep clicking and coming. And the reason I say that is because the judgment will come sooner than we realize. We seem to think that things continue as they've been, and those who do good and those who don't seem to do the same, and there's really no justice. But there is. There is justice. God is just patient and God is careful. But there is judgment that's coming. And so, for those who repent and follow the ways of God, they're going to shine, the parable will say. So the owner says, wait until the harvest time because we don't want to uproot those who are wheat. Now, the sower planted good seeds. Most of us are familiar with that. If you're not familiar with that on a large scale, in fact, people are so looking for spring that I got a little pack of seeds and a little thank you note from somebody this week, almost like, you know, I know it's been a long, hard winter. Here's a pack of flower seeds. Get ready to plant them. But we plant seeds, and hopefully those are flowers that will come up that will look like that. But if you buy seeds in bulk to plant large fields or whatever, there's a sticker if you buy those certified seeds that tells you exactly what's in there. You know, what percentage pure and what might be there. And you know, there are actually people with the Department of Agriculture who go around and test those things, will take samples and make sure that those seed are what they're supposed to be. It's interesting, weights and measures is under the Department of Agriculture. Because the same people who make sure when you pay for a gallon of gas that pump pumps you a gallon of gas, it's the same folks. That's the Department of Agriculture. You might think, what's agriculture got to do with that? Well, weights and measures under agriculture. Because they're going out and checking seeds, bags of seeds. Is it pure? Because there's nothing worse than think that you're planting one thing and getting weed seeds in your seeds. So they've been cleaned, as it were, and so you know what you're buying. But sometimes weeds continue to come up, don't they? Well, God always plants good seeds. The owner of the field planted good seeds. And I want to talk about that for a moment. Where do we find truth? From God. That seems like an understatement, but we find truth from God. And so as we live life, where do we always need to go back to? To God. We talked about repentance, which is turning back to God. Because God and His Word is always going to lead us into truth. The Spirit will always lead us into truth. Now, will there be false people and false teaching and false philosophies and false doctrine in the world? Yes. And here's something that's interesting. We have to be very careful because sometimes those false teachings, especially in their young stage, look like the gospel. It's the very problem that Paul writes to the Colossians about that we're studying in our series on Sunday night, right? There's a false teaching that comes in that appears to be righteousness. That appears to be a holiness about don't eat this, don't touch this, don't do that. It looks like it's holy and righteous and good, but Paul says it's false. It's not what you've been taught. It's not the gospel that we taught you that the Spirit led us to. And Paul reminds them to stay with what you have been taught. Stay with the truths of God. Because it is God who plants the good seed. It is God who brings up sons of righteousness. And so we're always to draw back to God and to His Word and to measure and to judge teachings. Because just because they sound good and they look good on the surface, if they are in contradiction in any way to the truths of God, they're false. And so, let's read now the explanation. I think we've got the story. We've got good seeds that were planted, but now there are weeds that are there. We don't have a selective herbicide, so we're going to let them grow together. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." And he answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out His angels, and they will weed out of His kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." So, at the harvest, there will be a division. They're going to grow along together. But at the time of judgment, there will be a division between those who are sons of God and those who are sons of the devil. Those who have followed the teachings of God, those who have followed the pattern of the world. There'll be a division, and their end is different. What we find, not only is their end different, but in the parable Jesus said, not only will the evil be burned, not only will the angels separate them, but all of those things that cause sin will be destroyed. All of the things that really have an allure to us today, and Jesus will remind us, those things don't last, right? The things of the world will be destroyed. They don't have any, there's no long-term substance to them. There's no long-term value to them. They don't add to our lives. And certainly in eternity they have no value at all, but all they do is draw us away from God. And while they seem popular for the moment, and pleasant for a time, and it seems like they're going to go on unchecked, Jesus says, remember, a day of harvest is coming. A day of judgment is coming. And the sons of God will shine when those who do evil are gone, when they are destroyed, where there's weeping of gnashing of teeth. The lesson for us: be patient and persevere. Continue on in the teachings of God, knowing that when the Lord returns, He brings His reward with Him. That those who faithfully follow God and trust in Jesus, when the Lord returns, will have their reward. That evil does not survive. Evil does not prosper. Evil does not persevere. Even though it seems that way for a while, it absolutely doesn't. And a reminder for us is to always come back to the truths of God, to build our foundation there, and to be sure that our lives are built on the teachings of Jesus. That we don't allow those false things of the world, we don't allow Satan to come in and sow seeds in our lives that pull us away from God. That we don't follow doctrines that sound good but are ungodly. Something that seems righteous, but it's not from God. Something that seems holy, but it's not of God's nature. It's important that we continue to draw near to God. It's important for us to realize there is evil in the world. There is deception in the world. And it's important to realize that Satan is on the job all the time, right? When did the enemy sow the seed? You remember? When everyone else slept, the enemy was still going. Satan is always working, but God always wins. God always wins. As God's people, it's important for us to be on our guard, always seeking God's ways, building our lives on God's truths, reminding ourselves and training ourselves in those truths and teaching it to those who are around us, because it is the truth of God that produces righteousness. And the day of division will come, and those who stand with God will receive their reward. Do you have faith in Jesus? If you do, and you need to come in a public way today, do that while we stand and sing.